Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to the In Between podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly, and this is a podcast where you live from your worldly life to now a holy life. All right, so before we get started, I want you guys to write down, if you're taking notes, or just keep a mental note of these four questions. Question number one, do you know who you are? Question number four, do you know your identity in Christ? Question number three, do you really live a Christian life? And question number four, if you died today, where would you spend eternity? All right, so just leading on to that, let's just go ahead and pray. God, I pray that whoever is listening to this, Lord, that you just speak to them into your hearts, Lord. Give them a sense of understanding of who they are, and that they can see who you are, and that they can see themselves the way you see them, Lord Jesus. God, I pray that the identity that you have given them, Lord, that they can see it, Lord, and see that they are meant for something, Lord, that they have a purpose in this life, that they are born for a very exact reason, Lord Jesus. God, I pray that you give them the power, the fire, and the strife to continue to work in your kingdom, and the power to burn for you and love you, Lord, as much as you love us, God. This is underwhelming and overwhelming at the same time, Lord Jesus, how amazing and powerful you are, God. And I pray over this podcast, Lord Jesus, let this episode run smoothly, Lord, and that you just continue to just bless us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, so let's go ahead and read 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that a servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. All right, so the Bible is very, very, very important. It's like the guidebook. It's everything that we need to live for God. So, very first identity that you have, you are a child of God. We were born with that title. We will die with that title. We are always a child of God. No matter what we've done, whatever we've been through, we will always be a child of God. Now, you may be a child of God, but do you know him? Do you have a relationship with him? Do we identify as a child of God? There's a difference between being a child of God and then identifying as a child of God. So we just need to know, which one is it? All right, so very first thing, as I said, we are born as a child of God. But the moment we turn our life for God, we are no longer the person we were before. We no longer live, Christ lives in us. We no longer live, Christ lives in us. Write that down, keep a mental note of that, remember that. We are no longer living because Christ lives in us. We are no longer that person that we were before. We are no longer that sinner, the person we were before, because now we have the understanding of who God is, what God does, and why we are here, which is why we need to understand our identity through Christ. Who are we? What's our purpose? And why are we here on this earth? Sorry, y'all, I'm so out of breath already. All right, you are a child of God. He loves us so much, Jesus suffered for us. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, he loves you so, so much that he decided to let his only son, he sent himself in to die, to suffer, to go through all this pain. Like, do you really want to walk with a giant cross on your back? Do you really want a crown of thorns jammed into your head? Like, you wouldn't do that for anybody, but Jesus did that for us because he loves us that much. Now, did we deserve that love? No. Do we deserve the suffering and pain that he did? No. But he did it because he loved us that much that he was willing to sacrifice that for us, which is like, wow. Okay, so now we have a little bit of that. Do you know who you are? Who are we? Well, look at yourself in the mirror. Who are you? What do you see? When you look at yourself, what is the first thing that goes in your head? What do you think about yourself? Not just looks, but from the inside and out. Would you say you're a kind person? Would you say you're a mean person? Would you say that you are worthy of being saved? And from experience, I could say I will look in the mirror and be like, I do not deserve any of the love he's given me. I don't even deserve to live. Like, I do not deserve a spot on this earth right here, right now. I can look perfect from the outside, but on the inside, we could be destruction and chaos and falling apart. And what God sees, He doesn't see any of that. What He sees through us when we look in the mirror, what He sees His child, His prodigy, His perfect little servant to work in His kingdom. He sees purpose. He sees a plan. He sees a whole life ahead of us that we do not see. But in that moment, all we see is just us. We don't see beyond what God sees. Okay, in Genesis 3, 6 through 7, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Okay. Going back all the way to the beginning, where we are no longer seeing us in like that little happy-go-lucky world because of Eve. Thanks, Eve. That was like the perfect way to like explain what I just said. How God sees us one way and we see each other the other way. So before they ate the fruit, they only saw themselves the way God saw them. They only saw themselves as just keepers of the gardens, guardian of the earth, plant animals, and just, you know, they were just living for God. They didn't know any better. They weren't self-conscious. They were just living for God. The moment they ate out of that fruit, that's when their eyes were opened and they noticed everything. They saw themselves the way we saw us. We were naked and we were not clothed. Okay, so when I say that we see ourselves naked, aka we see ourselves as sinners, We see what's inside of us. We don't see the outside. We only see the inside, because only us know who we are individually. We know ourselves the best because we live our life and we see everything and we know everything that we've done in the past and what we do now. So that right there is our eyes. It's our us. Oh, it's a lot of words combined. Okay, us seeing us as naked people looking through the mirror. Okay, so then going on to a little bit further in Genesis, where it says, here you go, Genesis 10 and 11. He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And then verse 11 says, "And he said, who told you that you were naked?" So, we see ourselves as sinners. We see ourselves as imperfect. So, whenever we think about being in front of God or doing anything for God, we get intimidated. So, we make ourselves smaller and we hide. But God's saying, who said that you were unworthy? Who said that you are not perfect? Who said that you didn't have a purpose? Who said that? But we see that. But no one else said that. God said that you are powerful and that you are worthy and that you are meant to be for something. That's who you are. You are a child of God. You are a person full of purpose. You are a person full of someone who loves you the most. You're no longer, or you are not that person you were in the past. You are not the person who God will turn away from. God will never do that, ever. So that's question number one. Do you know who you are? Do you know you have a purpose? Do you know you are a child of someone who will do anything? I mean anything. Like, I mean suffer for you. Question number two. Do you know your identity in Christ? Like I said, you know God will live for you. You know God will die for you. You know God will suffer for you. And you know God will do anything, even split a whole sea. God will go into a burning fire for you, into a lion's den for you. There are so many times where God has been by your side and you haven't even realized it. But he's always there protecting you, whether it's protecting you from a almost deadly car accident, I can attest to that, or from a house burning on fire, or from someone. Like, there's so many times where God has saved you and you haven't even realized it. You just think, oh, lucky me. But it was actually God protecting you. Okay. Do you know your identity in Christ? So who are we rather than just people who live on this earth? Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through law, Christ died for nothing. Like, that's like the perfect verse of saying, do you know your identity through in Christ? We are saved. We are made righteous. We are made whole. We are made perfect-ish through Christ. Of course, we're not going to be perfect because we are flesh. But if we were just spirit and soul, we're great, you know? But God has made it to the point where he has made it forgivable for us to go through, live our life and repent from our sins and still have a chance to live with God. If we believe in him and if our faith is strong, set, and full for him, it will be well worth it. And also, if you guys want to know more, like, you guys can also read, what is that verse? I'm sorry, y'all. Ephesians 1:12. That one's a really good verse, too. I'm not going to read it, but y'all should check that one out, too. Your identity is marked in the Bible. We are reborn, given a new name, and registered in heaven. The day we get baptized is the day that name gets set and written down in heaven. He has a place waiting for us in heaven, and he has a set for us and ready and prepared for us. So the moment we go see him, the moment those trumpets blow, we are ready and we have a place right there for him. Which, honestly, I am so excited to go to heaven, y'all. Y'all don't understand. Like, yeah, it's like meeting like a celebrity or something, you know? Well, the biggest person of them all. But, sorry, y'all, I lost my place. We are creations of God, even if they are not Christian. They have God's breath. We are the breath of God. We are made through God, from God, in God. Like, humans are not just made without God. Like, every one of you guys, even if you're a sinner, even if you're an atheist, even if you don't want anything to do with God, you are made through God. You have the breath of God, and God still loves you. He knows who you are, and he has a plan for you. So no matter what you do, he's still going to come find you. Okay, that kind of sounded creepy, honestly. But he loves you, and he will fight for you, and he will fight for your love, okay? I promise y'all, he will, because he loves you guys that much that he will do anything to win you guys back. You will lose it when you sin, and sin will destroy you. Do not lose your identity through Christ. We don't want to get destroyed because God has so much more for us. But if we keep on falling into depression, if we keep falling into hopelessness, if we keep falling through unfaithfulness, we're not going to be able to go through God's plan because we're deciding, well, he doesn't love me, or he doesn't think I'm worthy enough, so I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing because there's no point in me being saved if I'm not worthy enough. But God said, no, you are worthy. You are my child. Just understand, you have identity through me. You are me. You are a representation of me. And he loves you that much, so much. And he doesn't care what you've done. He doesn't care. He doesn't see it. He ignores it because all he sees is that child with purpose and fulfillment and hope. He sees so much in you that you don't see yourself. Number three, did you really live a life, a Christian life? Now, of course, being baptized and repenting of our sins is always step one of being saved and getting to heaven. But that's not all we need to do. Yes, that is a great first step, and I highly recommend you do it, but also we need to live our life for Christ. We need to live our life for Christ. We need to redeem ourselves through Christ and live a faithful, bold, God-fearing life, because God has so much for us, and that's what we need to do. Our whole purpose of living is to live through Christ. God has done so much for us, and like, the best you can do is serve Him, is to pay Him back with our gratitude, our worship. He's not asking for much. All He wants is for us to love Him back. That's literally it. He just wants us to love Him back and have a relationship with Him. He wants to know who His children are, and He wants His children to know who He is. He is the God of Almighty, the God of miracles, the God of Redeemer. Like, He is everything, and He is so perfect. And He doesn't care if you're broken. He doesn't care if you're hurt. He doesn't care if you think that you're not worthy enough, because what he sees is, when He sees your brokenness, He sees it as an opportunity to shape you and mold you and bring you back up to the person who you are meant to be. So yes, live your life for God. Live your life for Christian, for Him, with faithfulness, with love, with loyalty. You can't serve two masters. We are not lukewarm here. It's not a real relationship if we're going to cheat on Him, right? We need to make that sacrifice for ourselves and give up the old life we had and move into our life with God and our Christianity life. We need to have our identity through Him. We need to accept that He has a purpose for us and that He will die for us no matter what it is. Proverbs 3:30. I think that's it. 31:30, I'm sorry. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring praise at the city gate. The work we do, the stuff that we do and live, and of course this is not just for women either, this is for men too, okay? Men and women. Work your life for God. He has a plan for you. Live through that plan. He has a purpose for you. And that is the best thing that we can do, is just to live through God. Live our life working for God and doing it, because it's going to be rejoice. It's going to be praised. It's just going to be a celebration when we get to the kingdom of heaven. It's going to be a reward well deserved and well worth it. I promise you guys. And last question. If you die today, where will you spend eternity? That question's like very, very hard, because like, if you think about it, like, you were like, oh well, I think I'll go to heaven because I did this and this and that today. Well, have you done this in the past? Have you done this fully? Is this a consistent thing? Just because you read your Bible today doesn't mean you're gonna get to heaven now. It's all about consistency with our relationship with God. And I know it's so hard, because believe me, there are times where I don't even want to read my Bible. There are times where I'm just like, man, I'm so tired. I'm just gonna, or like, sometimes I will literally go on TikTok and just scroll. Like, there's distractions in our life. And I know living our life for God isn't easy, because we live in a world full of sin, and we live in a world that has expectations on us for other things rather than living our life for God. We live in a world where we get bullied for dressing modest. We live in a world where we get called weird because we are different. Heck, we get called a nun if you say that you're not dating anybody or if you're saving yourself for marriage. So, like, I get it. Living your life for Christ is hard, and being consistent with it is especially hard because of the expectations of the world has on us. But the one thing we need to do just to keep burning our fire is just say, God, I love you. God, I need you. God, I need to protect myself from this world, and I need your guidance and your spirit to guide me, Lord. You know what is the best thing to think of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is like your GPS to heaven. The Holy Spirit will tell you, turn right, turn left, aka go to this friend rather hanging out with that friend. There are so many things that the Holy Spirit in us, because again, we are filled with the Spirit when we get baptized or when we speak in tongues. That GPS right there will get you to heaven. So listen to him. Listen to that Spirit speaking to you. Listen to the voice telling you not to go there. Listen to that voice where they tell you, yeah, I know you're tired, but just open, read that one verse. Yeah, I know you're distracted. Yeah, I know you're upset. Yeah, I know you're depressed. Yes, I know you're angry. But just push through, because forced praise is better than no praise. A forced prayer is better than no prayers at all. Trying is better than not trying. All right, well, that's all I have for today, guys. I hope this helps or gives you guys some type of understanding. I know it's a little bit shorter than what I wanted it to be, but I feel like there's just, this could be like a whole series itself, but this is part two of being the foundation of Christ, is figuring out who you are through Christ. All right, well, guys, I love you guys. I hope you guys have a blessed, wonderful day, night, morning, evening, whenever you're listening to this. All right, and just feel free to check out the Instagram page, because I do post like video clips of this, so just check it out, why not, right? All right, guys, I love you guys. Bye.